Blog
Thank
Talk
you, Lord.
Yeah, y'all got it, y'all got it, y'all got it. So let's celebrate. Come on, Calvin, let's do this.
Now I need everybody, I mean everybody, to clap your hands. Sing along with me.
Father, Father, Father.
Let the people say.
Come on, let me break it down. Just a little. Do you want the left and right and the middle?
Rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, February the 7th, 2021. Now, I am Bishop Shalene Cook. I am blessed, hallelujah, to be the founder and the woman of God of this assembly. And this morning, I am blessed, as always, to be joined by my anointed Spirit Alive family in the persons of Apostle Edwin and Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Evangelist Michelle Scott, our Speaker of the Hour, Deacon William Isbell, our very own and much beloved Apostle Zeta Flowers, Minister Tina Brown, and we are praising God this morning because we have once again in our presence our much beloved brother in Christ, Minister Anthony Brooks. So we are so glad that you are here, all here with us this morning. We praise God for you. We pray that you will hear something on this morning that will truly uplift your spirit and bless your very soul. Now, at this time, we are going to opening prayer with Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. Amen.
Father God, we just thank you and praise you this morning. Father God, we just give you the glory. We lift you up and we magnify your name. And Father, as we come boldly to the throne of grace, we just ask that you would give us all an ear to hear what your Spirit is saying to us today. Bless the speaker of the hour, that he will bring forth your word with boldness, that it will destroy yokes of bondage and bring peace into our souls and our spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would bless each listener, Father God, around the world in the name of Jesus. God, we just give you all of the praise, the glory, and the honor for what you're doing for us this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we give you the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
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 Listen, I'm a soldier on the battlefield, and I'm fighting
them. Fighting for the Lord.
I promised him I would serve him until I die. I'm fighting, yes I am.
Fighting for the Lord.
On this Christian journey, I've had heartaches and pain, sunshine and rain, but I'm fighting, yes I am.
Fighting for the Lord.
Listen, I get up and I
right before the Lord. Come on, let's let the devil know that I'm God's coach. Come on, what? Hey, I'm fighting.
I know I am, and I praise God, hallelujah, that I live another day to stand and fight the good fight, hallelujah, saints of God. That was Pastor Norman Hutchins with Battlefield, hallelujah. So right now, saints of God, we come to a very special time of the service where we get to just hear a word from a powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince, entitled Destined to Reign. And each and every Sunday, we ask Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell to come forth, hallelujah, and bring us this reading, because she brings it with love, she brings it with conviction, and we truly enjoy listening to her. So right now, please turn your attention to Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell with this morning's meditational reading. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you, whether I've met you or not. The meditational reading, the powerful lesson from this morning's meditational reading reads as follows. It's entitled, Covered, Protected, Delivered, and it's from Exodus 13 and 21. And which reads as follows, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night. Now when the children of Israel were wandering in the desert, God led them by going before them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. By day, God spread the pillar of cloud as a covering over his people in the desert to prevent the scorching sun from striking them down. The people were shaded and kept cool. Today, you are also under his covering. He will not allow you to be struck down. And you can read that in Psalms 121, verses 3 through 8. Nor be oppressed by the heat of the day, Isaiah 54 and 14. Now at night when the desert became dark and cold, God gave his people the pillar of fire to light the way for them, as well as to keep them warm and safe. Today, as you walk with God, you will not be overwhelmed by the cold, dark places in life, because God's word says, you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 5. not fear the terror by night, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, because God will deliver you from them. Psalms 91, verses 5 and 6. Like the children of Israel, who only needed to look up and keep their eyes on the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, all you need to do today is to look up and keep your eyes on Jesus. When you need his direction for a situation, look to Jesus, who has the words of eternal life. See John 6:68. When you see symptoms of sickness in your body, look to Jesus, who has borne away every disease and physical affliction. Matthew 8:17. When the children of Israel were bitten by serpents in the desert, God told Moses to make a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, a picture of Christ being judged on the cross. John 3:14. Those who looked at the bronze serpent instead of their wounds were healed. Those who looked at the bronze serpent instead of their wounds was healed. Number 21:9. He who looked to Jesus lives. Beloved, look to Jesus. He is your covering, protection, and deliverance. May the Lord add blessings and favor upon the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for the day, all you need to do today is to look up and keep your eyes on Jesus, your covering, protection, and deliverance. Amen.
hallelujah. That is the beautiful, the incomparable Yolanda Adams with the battle yours. It's the Lord's. Hallelujah. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time when we come together as a family on one accord with one heart set, one mindset, and in one spirit, standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters around this world. We want you to know that here we pray until something happens. Here we pray knowing that prayer changes things. Here we pray because we know that when we go to our Father and we ask what we will as his children, we can ask what we will and he shall do it for us. And that's not a maybe, that's not a perhaps, but he shall keep his promises. Hallelujah. So at this time, we're going to ask that our beloved Apostle Zeta Flowers come forth and lead us in prayer today. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you, everyone. Let us go now to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you. We thank you for who you are. We praise you this morning because you are so worthy of the praises. We lift you up this morning. We praise your holy name. We thank you for watching over us, for keeping us in your care. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, allowing us to start a new day in you, Christ Jesus. We praise you for it. Hallelujah. We thank you for how you have answered our prayers. We thank you for answered prayer. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you are doing. Hallelujah. In us and through us. We thank you, hallelujah, for the saving of the souls. Hallelujah. We just praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. For those, hallelujah, that we know and don't know, hallelujah, that have come to you in the pardoning of their sins. We thank you for it. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your healing power and your miracle working power. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for your hand of protection upon us, God. We thank you for breakthroughs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we can look to you for what we have need of. Hallelujah. And we know that in trusting you, we can have it. We thank you today for new opportunities. Hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah, for healthy relationships. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. We thank you for new businesses. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you are doing. Hallelujah. We lift up our churches, our ministries everywhere, God, and we ask that you would move in them. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you will cause people to walk in your ways in Jesus' name. That you would give people that desire. Hallelujah. To want to turn their lives around and serve you. Hallelujah. And be in your presence, God, in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord, that you would go into the prisons and the jails, hallelujah, the juvenile centers, hallelujah, and minister to those, Lord, hallelujah, that are locked in Jesus' name.
Yes,
we pray,
Lord,
your hand of protection upon them, hallelujah. Protect them, Lord, from the COVID. Protect them, Lord, from other diseases and all kinds of things, Lord, hallelujah, that they could be contracted with. We ask your hand of protection to be upon them, Lord. Hallelujah. And those, Lord, that you see fit, hallelujah, to release, we ask that you do so, God, in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they might serve you, hallelujah, that they may live for you in Jesus' name and be free, hallelujah. And we thank you for it. We ask, Lord, that you would go into the homes of the shut-in, the hospital, the nurse facilities, Hallelujah, that you would watch over them, that you would protect them, that you would heal, save,
yes,
and deliver. We ask, Lord, that you would bless those, hallelujah, that are caring for your people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All of those, Lord, that are the doctors, the nurses. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord,
all of the healthcare workers. In Jesus' name, have your way, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We ask, Lord, that you would send those, hallelujah, that know you, hallelujah, that they may touch the lives of your people. We pray for our countries, hallelujah.
Yes.
We pray for the United States, and we ask, Lord, that you would move globally, hallelujah,
yes,
across the nations into other countries, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, that you would cause your people to line up, hallelujah,
yes,
with your plans. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, everywhere. Move in the political realm, God. In Jesus' name. You know the situations. You know all about it. We ask, Lord, that you would step in and that you would straighten out things. In Jesus' holy and righteous name. Hallelujah. We lift up the lost today, the ones that don't know you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that
yes,
you would save.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Please,
oh, God, save our unsaved loved ones. Hallelujah. But we ask, Lord, that you would not just stop there with our own, Lord, that you would touch everywhere. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That you would save souls in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah. We are asking, hallelujah, that we see a mighty harvest in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name. In the
hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we thank you. We thank you
yes.
for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that have no faith, Lord, we ask for an increase. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Your faith in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that
Lord.
Your people would begin to trust you, God. That they would put their faith and hope and trust in you, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you are our only way. You are our only
yes.
hope. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We pray,
amen.
Lord, that love, hallelujah, will be more, hallelujah, exemplified in the name of Jesus, all over God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for healthy relationships in Jesus' name, in our families, hallelujah, hallelujah, and those that we come in contact with, hallelujah, in marriages.
Yes, amen.
We pray for healthy, hallelujah, relationships in Jesus' name. A better bonding with our children. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in the
amen.
Name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. And
yes,
we pray
Lord
for
God.
The abused.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The abused ones, God.
Touch.
Hallelujah. Remember them this morning. Touch, Lord. Move. Hallelujah. There are missing children. We pray, Lord, that they will be found. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In time, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, before something drastic happens to them. We pray for them, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray for the little daughter and son, hallelujah, that was abducted in San Francisco yesterday. We pray, Lord, that you would find that person, hallelujah, that have taken them and taken their family's
yes,
car.
Lord.
We
amen.
Pray for them, God. Hallelujah, that you would find them, hallelujah, that they will be found, that they will go back to their parents in the name of
amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We look to you for all of these things, Lord, because we put our trust in you. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You. We ask,
hallelujah.
Lord, that you would continue to bless in Spirit Alive Ministry. Hallelujah. Continue to bless, hallelujah, the founder, hallelujah, the director, hallelujah, this ministry. Hallelujah. Bless Bishop Shirlene Cook in Jesus' name.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We ask, Lord, that you would bless everyone that is tuned in this morning. We ask,
yes,
Lord, that
Jesus.
You would allow us to hear a good word this morning in the name
yes.
of Jesus that will bless us. Hallelujah. We pray for those that are listening that don't know you, Lord, but that are eager, hallelujah, to know you. We ask, Lord, that you would bless them, hallelujah,
yes.
that they will accept you in Jesus'
name. In the name of
we
Jesus.
We lift up the speaker of the hour.
Yes.
We ask, Lord,
yes.
that you would bless, hallelujah,
bless him,
in
God.
The name of
touch
Jesus,
him, God.
That you would
amen.
Use him
Use him for your glory. In Jesus' name, Lord. And we thank you,
Amen.
Lord. We thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. And we say amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen.
We're
going to
take you back to the
80s. All right now.
Make some noise, y'all. Come on, put your hands together. Make some noise, hey. Hey. Come on, let's encourage them right here.
Don't wait till the battle is over. Come now.
Yeah.
You know in the end, you're gonna win.
What y'all gonna say?
Don't wait till the battle is over. Come now.
Yeah.
You know in the end, you're gonna win.
Say it one more time, y'all. Say.
Don't wait.
Somebody, one more time, say.
Don't wait till the battle is over. Come now.
Yeah.
You call
on Miss Kim McFarlane.
We just praise God this morning. We are in the midst of a wonderful Sunday morning service. Hallelujah. Now, my brothers, my sisters, as you know, your sister Bishop Shalene Cook is only interested in saving souls by any means necessary. It is Super Bowl Sunday. So today here at Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, it is Sunday Fun Day. So I want you to sit back and retrain your ears, because today the Lord is doing an old new thing here at Spirit Alive praise and worship experience, because this morning we have returning to us from sabbatical, hallelujah, Deacon William Isbell, and he has prepared for us commentary on the Super Bowl with a holy twist. So get ready, saints of God, because we're going to take you there this morning. We're going to tell, he's going to tell you a Bible story, hallelujah, with a 2021 twist. So for the next 30 to 45 minutes, you are not at home in your seats, but you are in the stadium of life, hallelujah. So we want you to sit back and get ready, because here we go for the Super Bowl, hallelujah, with a holy twist. Brothers and sisters, we welcome you this morning to the Holy Ghost Bowl with a twist. Hallelujah. Our contenders are the Israelites versus the Philistines. Get ready, get ready, get ready for this awesome matchup. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me turn your attention to the field as we go down to our commentators. Brother, hallelujah, Mr. Hallelujah, Deacon, hallelujah, William Isbell. Amen. Take it away, Brother Isbell.
All right there. Good morning, faith fans, and welcome to Super Bowl with a Holy Twist, sponsored by Bishop Sherlene Cook and the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. It is a pleasure to be with you again. I am Deacon William Isbell. I'm a storyteller, and this is my fictional story, strictly for your listening pleasure. So sit back in your chairs or your seats, take a deep breath, and hold on. The football Israelites under Solomon Starr and the rebirth of a villain. This is the conclusion of a trilogy about the epic life and struggles of the great football franchise, the Israelites. Part one told the story of Sonny Sampson and the betrayal of Dede Delilah, who conspired with the Los Angeles Philistines. Oh my, we're going to meet those Philistines again today. Part two dealt with the rise of the desert team, the Las Vegas Israelites, under Samuel, Saul, and David Starr. And now part three, where we face a new millennium in the Israelite struggle under the wise management of Solomon Starr and the return of the villain and his redemption. So let us begin. The American Professional Football League has evolved into the World League. It is global now, and about so much more than just football, corporations, banking, commerce, news, and computer media. The New World Order, ruled by 12 team tribes of the world. The 12 team tribes consist of the Los Angeles Philistines under Stanley Kroenke III, the Buenos Aires Gaucho Cowboys with Jerry Jones IV, the London Monarchs, owned by Archie Marco, the Moscow Bears, with Premier Vladimir Polinsky, the New York Centurions, owned by Baron Trump, and then there is the Tokyo Express, the Mexico City Aztecs, the Barcelona Bulls, and the Melbourne Australia Pharisees, all under different consortiums and cartel ownerships. There are two tribe teams owned and operated by female ownership. One was out of Nairobi, Kenya. The Nairobi Lions, operated by Queen Zeta and her female regents, and from the continent of Africa. The other was in the Midwest of North America, from Cicero, Illinois, Chicago, owner Shirley Sheba, and the Chicago. The 12th tribe was, of course, Solomon Starr's Israelites. The franchise was moved from Las Vegas, Nevada, to the home promised land of Israel. Solomon had promised a great temple stadium to be built in Jerusalem. Unfortunately, the world pandemic decimating people all over the world. It was called the leprosy virus. It took people to many extremes. In New York and many other cities in the East, they built great bubble domes. Canada undertook a huge building project to build a canal from the Great Lakes all the way to the Pacific Ocean for its borders. The Western United States was separated by a great wall like China, down the Rocky Mountains from Canada to Mexico. Likewise, Mexico built and paid for an 18-foot titanium wall from Tijuana to the Gulf of Mexico to keep the virus out. Solomon's Star in Jerusalem, within 7 months, had the monumental task completed of building the great temple stadium due to the brilliant architect and minister of the faith, Lester Carver, and the interior decorating skills of prophetess Vanessa Carver. No cost was denied. It was built with gold, silver, marble, 200 fountains, ivy-covered terraces, beams and pillars from the Cedars of Lebanon, state-of-the-art electronics, automated vacuum and food beverage provisions, seats of ivory with lamb's wool cushions edged and adorned with rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds. The temple stadium would seat 1 million. Patrons would enter through the various gates: the New Gate, the Jaffa Gate, the Wailing Gate, the Damascus Gate, Herod's Gate, St. Stephen's Gate, the Gold Gate, the Back Door Judas Gate, and, of course, the Zion Gate. Charlotte Sheba and her Chicago Panthers were the poorest team in the league, due largely to the leprosy virus. They were held in quarantine, tested, and isolated until game time. Solomon Starr had great affection for Shirley Sheba and did not approve of the league rules against her. Solomon Starr had the gift of approval from the Lord God Jehovah for business, trade, and settling disputes. He was adept at making shrewd business deals that profited the Israelites greatly. Solomon assembled the world's most renowned scientists like Reverend Jeffrey Scott, Evangelist Michelle Scott, Mother Matisse Scott, Apostle Edwin Holloway, Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, and Teacher Teresa Vassar to come up with a vaccine for the leper virus. The scientists of faith discovered a miracle drug taken from the dates and figs from the trees in Gethsemane and combined with a special protein that came only from the fish of the Sea of Galilee. Solomon believed in science, but he also knew that the dates, the figs, and the fish had been blessed by only one source, the Lord God Jehovah. And so when the vaccine was perfected, Solomon decided to give it to the world for free. Of course, that free will would create goodwill for more lucrative trade deals. And so the doctors and the scientists boarded the different Solomon Star tanker ships full of vaccines and sailed out of the ports of Haifa and Tel Aviv to the various ports of the world for distribution. One tanker ship, which Solomon himself sailed on, crossed the Atlantic Ocean and made its way to the east coast of America, dropping off vaccines. They then sailed through the St. Lawrence Seaway, stopping at ports on the Great Lakes of America and Canada to unload vaccine. They anchored at the Lake Michigan port of Chicago. After vaccination of people, the leper virus was ending. Pustules and sores dried up and healed. All throughout the world, Solomon Starr was praised for his wisdom and generosity. Hello? You still on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Okay. Sorry, I had a phone call.
Hey, man, you still with us, Doc?
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it, Bishop. Let's see. After vaccination of people, the leper virus was ending. Pustules and sores dried up and healed. All throughout the world, Solomon Starr was praised for his wisdom and generosity. Shirley Sheba sailed back to Israel on Solomon's luxurious tanker ship. She was his special guest for the grand opening game in the new Temple Stadium. Shirley Sheba's team, the Panthers, were given 2 more weeks to prepare for their game. And so the first game of the season was to be played at Solomon Star's New Jerusalem Temple Stadium. The blue and white flag with the Star of David flying above. The gates were opening for the 1 million patrons. The Gabriel Horn section played the opening anthem sung by Dr. Sylvester Henderson. Today's game was with the Moscow Bears under the ownership of the oligarch premier Vladimir Polinsky, a former player with the Los Angeles Philistines, who is now coach of the Moscow Bears, was Drago Goliath. He had gone into exile after his career-ending injury that he blamed on Solomon's father, David Starr. David Starr, when quarterback for the Israelites, had thrown a pass that had severed Goliath's Achilles tendon. It never fully healed. After he left the Philistines, he sank into a terrible depression, fueled with alcohol and drugs. Somehow, in a drunken stupor, he ended up on a cargo ship headed to Murmansk, Russia. Upon landing in Murmansk, the ship's captain and 12 of his crew threw the drunken Drago Goliath off the ship. After wandering for a while, a Russian Samaritan woman named Svetlana took mercy on him. As time passed and his health returned, he married Svetlana and moved to Moscow, where he was recruited by the oligarch Polinsky to coach and train the Moscow Bears. But the anger and the hatred for the Israelites remained, and he longed for the day to pay them back. Svetlana became pregnant with twins. The ordeal of childbirth delivery was too much for her. She died giving birth to two huge baby boys who were named Nikita and Yuri. These twin boys grew up to be physical giants like their father. At age 18, Nikita, born first, was 7 feet 5 inches tall and 400 pounds. Yuri was a little smaller, 7'2", 365. Drago trained his two great boys in every football skill imaginable for the one day that they would face the Israelites and Drago Goliath could get his revenge. And now the day was here. Solomon was concerned because his team, even though well-trained, could not score on the Bears' defense during the first half. Nikita Goliath, with his huge bear-like paw hands, controlled the right side of his, and his twin brother, Yuri, controlled the left side of their defense. The World Football League game itself had changed in the new millennium, not for the good. The field of play went from 100 yards by 50 yards to 150 yards by 100 yards. Penalties were greatly reduced. It was gladiator-style football, brutality at its highest form, and wagering amounting into the billions. By the end of the first half between the Bears and the Israelites, Coach Drago Goliath was pleased. His offense, while not sophisticated, played hard-nosed running football, no passes. And while the Israelites battled valiantly, they surrendered 14 points by the half. As Drago Goliath walked to the dressing room, he noticed sores on his arms, hands, and face. His eyesight became blurry. And never before had he experienced this terrible pain before passing out unconscious. In the dressing room, Nikita and Yuri wept as they viewed their father with the huge sores and pustules in the breakout of the leprosy bars. Owner Polinsky was horrified, and Solomon was summoned. The twin sons were begging for someone, anyone, to do something to help their father. Polinsky, with his cold-hearted, evil voice, stated that Drago Goliath was of no good to him anymore and that he should be put out of his misery like the sick animal he is. Nikita and Yuri were livid. Nikita took his cleat shoe off and banged it on the table. "You will not kill our father." Polinsky responded, "He is my property. I will do what I want. He has no value to me anymore. If you want him, I'll split it in half and give you both an equal share." Nikita and Yuri stared down at Polinsky and told him they would never play for him again. Solomon stepped forward and spoke. "Vladimir, my old friend, since the Goliaths have no value to you, would you consider a trade? or a purchase of their contracts. Polinsky smiled. Of course, comrade, if the price is right. Solomon smiled back and asked, how much? Polinsky winked and thought for a while, and then he said, $10 billion for all three. Such a bargain. Solomon responded quickly. Accepted, Vladimir. It truly is a bargain for the souls of these three. How would you like payment? Ruples, shackles, gold, silver, ivory, jewels, oil, electronics? Polinsky thought again and smiled. I believe I will have some of all, please. Solomon called for his head accountant from the Israeli Bishop's Council firm, Shirlene Cook, who made swift work as her fingers flew over the electronic keys to transfer all funds to Polinsky's offshore accounts on the island of Cyprus. The deal was made for immediate effect. Solomon spoke to Nikita and Yuri in private. Your father will be taken to Cedars of Sinai Hospital in Tel Aviv, where he will receive our new miracle vaccine. He will be quarantined a few days, but he will heal, I promise you. You are Israelites now, and we welcome you. You both may play football for us, or you may choose another occupation, but you are protected by Israeli law. Nikita and Yuri smiled and in unison said, we play for you. And so, as the second half of the game was about to begin, never before seen in the annals of the World Football League, two players who played for one team switched jerseys and now played for the other side. Polinsky was royally mad, but there was nothing he could do about it. Of course, the Israelites, with Nikita and Yuri now as members, had no trouble turning the game around, and the Israelites won 31-14 over the Moscow Bears. Drago Goliath was in and out of consciousness at the hospital. The vaccine was pumped up in dosage as per the man's physical size. Drago relived in dreams all the evil things he had done as a boy and later as a Philistine. He envisioned demons with multiple arms and lizard tongues dragging him down to the fiery furnace below ground. He screamed but felt a cool presence near him. Solomon spoke to him in a low voice. Drago Goliath, I hear your screams. I hear your confessions. You are physically safe now. The only demons you must conquer are within yourself. Goliath screamed again, but I'm going to be taken to hell. Solomon spoke, I know a way out of hell, but you must ask the Lord God Jehovah for it. And so the echo chamber in Drago Goliath's mind began to clear, and understanding entered. A light and a voice came to him. My son, you are forgiven. Go and sin no more. The sores and the pustules were gone. He was physically healed, but more than that, he was reborn. Solomon revisited Drago Goliath and was pleased at his recovery. Solomon told Goliath that all that had happened had been planned by the Lord God Jehovah to lead him here. The Goliaths were allowed to live at the Elohim kibbutz on the plains of Hebron. They thrived there at the communal living arrangement. Drago was made defensive coordinator of the Israelites. Nikita and Yuri, for the first time, enjoyed the comradeship of their fellow teammates. The head coach of the Israelites, Jeroboam, knew now that he definitely had a Super Bowl contender. The Jerusalem Israelites won all their games in the Eastern Hemisphere Conference, just as the Los Angeles Philistines won all their games in the Western Hemisphere Conference. And now they meet once again as foes in the World Football League Super Bowl. The game would be played in Africa. The Super Bowl game of the World Football League was being held at the Flowers Oasis, halfway between Nairobi and Lake Victoria, Kenya. The flower's oasis was fed by an underground river. Queen Zeta, who governed the Nairobi Lions football team, was also executor of all of Africa and Madagascar. She ruled with the help of her regents, Minister Tina, in Northeast Africa, including Egypt, Sudan, and Ethiopia. Minister Gladys, over all of Northwest Africa, from the Mediterranean to the countries bordering the Atlantic Ocean, north of the equator, such as Ghana. Africa, below the equator, was aided in governing by Evangelist Kathy and Apostle Jaylion. Queen Zeta, unlike Solomon, wanted her football stadium to be about the beauty of nature. The Oasis football field was the most luxurious, clipped to perfection green. Seating consisted of natural green terraces. Behind the terraces were the most beautiful multi-variety of flowers, plush plants, and trees. Depending on the direction of the wind, you could smell the aromatic fragrances of the flowers' oasis from the Mediterranean to the tips of South Africa coast, from the Indian Ocean to the Atlantic Ocean. Because of the daytime heat in Africa, the game would start play at midnight. You know, midnight at the Oasis? The lights were on. The teams had made their way from the practice field facilities at Jomo Kenyatta Stadium in Nairobi and were now ready for the kickoff on the pastoral plain. The Israelites kicked off to the Philistines. Kicker Dandy Mojo, 5'1", 108 pounds, boots the ball into the end zone. No return. The ball is placed on the 20-yard line to start for the Philistines' first offensive series. Starting lineups for the Philistines. They are coached by the notorious DJT. The quarterbacks were particularly hard hit by the leprosy virus, so the Los Angeles Philistines had activated for the Super Bowl only the Medicare man, the one and only Joseph Willie Namath. Running backs include Cha-Cha Frazier and Elmo Farr. In positions are Tommy Groom, Johnny Doom, and Bull Sharman. The offensive line for the Philistines were only called AK-47, 57, 67, and 77. Now that's pretty offensive, folks. And the center, is merely called Glock 1. On the Israeli side, head coach Jeroboam. His offensive line was known as the Prophets, and they are Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Hosea, Joel, and Amos. The tight end is Obadiah Smith. The split end is Micah Jones. Running backs, Anthony Brooks, the Nazarene, and lefty Wild Bill from the West Bank. Quarterback for the Israelites was the one, the only, the ageless one, 77-year-old Thomas Grandpa Brady. Throughout 3.5 quarters of the game, it was like a porcupine in a balloon factory. Pop, 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 pop. Then the team would give an inch. In the fourth quarter, the Philistines mounted a drive to score. A third down handoff by Namath to Cha-Cha Frazier on a sweep to the left. But Israeli defensive backs, Zachariah, Malachi, and Deacon Brantley, forced the play back to the right and straight into the arms of the giant Nikita Goliath, who picks Cha-Cha Frazier up and body slams him to the ground. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Cha-Cha is up, screaming at the ref to throw a penalty flag. Nikita laughs and says, "Cha-Cha Frazier, you want some cheese with that wine, wine, wine?" The Philistines kick a field goal. It is 3-0, Philistines' favor, with only 1 minute left on the clock. Dawn is breaking through the Kenyan night. The Philistines kicked off to the Israelites. It's a short kick, and Anthony Brooks, the Nazarene, weaves and dodges his way past tacklers to where he was forced out of bounds at the 12-yard line. Grandpa Brady only has time for one play. Time out was called by the Israelites. Israelite coach Jeroboam calls his offense together. His remarks were as follows. We are the soldiers in this army for the Lord God Jehovah. We are not the frozen children. We are the chosen children. You know the play I want. We practice it. So go and let the Holy Ghost explosion happen. Time back in. The Israelites line up. Shotgun snap to Grandpa Brady. Nikita and Uri Goliath had reported in as offensive player. Nikita was the left tight end, and Uri was the right guard. Brady throws a ridiculously high pass to Nikita Goliath on the left sideline. Nikita jumps as high as he can, and volleyball taps it back to running back Anthony Brooks, the Nazarene. Jackson Tatum of the Philistines is headhunting. He's trying to tear down Anthony Brooks, but Lefty Wild Bill jumps in and throws a block. But Brooks doesn't run. Instead, he rears back and throws the ball clear across the field to a wide-open, unguarded Thomas Grandpa Brady, who rips into the end zone as the clock ticks out. Holy kosher cow, folks, the Jerusalem Israelites win the World Super Bowl on a trick play to Grandpa Brady. The Israelites were celebrating while the Philistines were on their knees pounding the ground with their fists. Final score, 6-3, Israelites win.
Amen.
The conclusion of the story is as follows. For the next few years, they would lead many more victories for the Israelites, but the Lord God Jehovah was becoming impatient with Solomon's rule. Solomon used to dress up in disguise and walk among the people to get a sense of their thinking and their feelings. This was so he could make good decisions for positive effect. After his mother died of a heart attack, he ceased doing this. The people were becoming unhappy with the high taxation rate, even though the temple stadium had been paid off. Solomon's board of directors meetings were heated and broiled arguments, all because of Solomon's vanity. Solomon had allowed foreign corporations to enter Israel who did not believe in the Lord God Jehovah. Solomon was accepting and giving too much to them. For many years, Solomon suffered short periods of demonic possession of adultery, as did his father David. Toward the end, he suffered from dementia. His son infuriated the board of directors, and a split was coming. The Goliath contracts were ending with the Israelites. While they would always have a sense of gratitude toward Solomon and the Israelites, it was time to move on. Surely Sheba had offered Drago Goliath the head coaching position for the Chicago Panthers. And so Drago, Nikita, and Uri Goliath, along with Nikita's wife Rachel and Uri's wife Ruth, boarded the new Israeli superjet, the Boeing 899, that was guarded by drones all the way to Chicago. But the true protection, as we all know, is that the Lord God Jehovah is still on the throne, and to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. I thank you for listening, and this story is dedicated to my brother in Christ, Minister Anthony Brooks, as he recovers. Thank you. Back to you, Bishop Cook.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
To God. That was real good right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord,
Amen.
I had to, and you, excuse me, saints of God, I had to come back from the oasis over there with the aromatic aromas and things going on. Hallelujah. I was there. Okay.
Praise God.
The living God. All right, we are having a fun day Sunday, but we
Amen.
Still must acknowledge Christ
yes.
in all that we do. This story, saints of God, brothers and sisters and friends, challenges us to make a decision. Whose side are we truly on?
Yes.
Are we walking with the Israelites and the prophets, being obedient children of God? Or are we out there dilly-dallying like the Philistines? my Lord and my God, listen to me. There is somebody that might be in the sound of my voice right now. You have been standing on the sidelines of your life, watching your day, the days just roll by. You are existing, but you are not living. Hallelujah. So maybe your addiction, maybe your fear, maybe it is your guilt and your shame, whatever it is that is keeping you from getting in the game. Today we have some good news for you. Hallelujah. You can be,
amen.
Two can be a Goliath, hallelujah, for the kingdom of God. But first, hallelujah, you got to know him. So right now, what I am going to do is I am going to call on Spirit Alive defensive coach, hallelujah, Evangelist Michelle Scott, to come and tell you right now, hallelujah, why you need to give your life to Christ, not tomorrow, but today. So, over to you, defensive coach, Evangelist Scott.
You need to give, amen. Everyone, thank you for this opportunity. You need to give your life to Christ today and not tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to you, brothers and sisters. The next second is not promised to us. We have breath in our lungs right now, this second, but it's not guaranteed that we're going to have it the next 30 minutes. We need to give God all our praise and give him our best. We need to give him our lives while the blood is still running fresh in our blood. I would like to pray, if I could, Bishop, the prayer of salvation.
That will be done afterwards. Okay. Just you have done your job. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well,
hallelujah.
Why the blood is still running warm in your veins. That's why you should do it while it's running. Blood is in your veins now. That's why it is. It's there now, but it might not be there in the next second. God bless you all.
Amen. Now,
amen.
I'm going to turn you over to our offensive coach. Hallelujah. And that would be none other than Kathy Hurricane Horton. And she is going to come forth and pray for the new convert. Amen. Yes, she's known in the league. She's known in the league. Hallelujah. We are going to have our offensive coach, Evangelist Kathy Horton, come and pray for those new converts. Pray for those that are on the fence. She knows what to do and how to do it. So we now turn it over to our offensive coach, Evangelist Kathy Hurricane Horton. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. And brother,
amen.
God bless you. What a gift. What a gift. Glory to God.
Thank
I hope
you
continue
Jesus.
To bless you, to tell such wonderful stories that give God the glory. And I was listening to it, like, what side are you on? And are you on the winning side? You have the opportunity right now to be on the winning side. And that's on the side of Jesus Christ. For those of you who have just received Jesus as your Lord, guess what? Congratulations, you're a winner. Father, thank you for those who have changed their hearts and minds and have decided to make you their Lord and Savior. Father, bless them, bless their walk, bless their talk. Raise them up to be mighty men and women of honor that give you the glory in their life, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Make them fruitful witnesses, hallelujah, hallelujah, and bring in their harvest. For the word said the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Make them fruitful again, Lord. Fruitful witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Help them to bring in their harvest and give them wisdom and understanding on how to bring in your people. Give them wisdom and understanding on how to talk to the new converts in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless everything their hands touch to your glory. Talk to them, speak to them, give a deeper understanding and wisdom in you. Draw them to you, have a closer relationship with you, and enjoy their walk in you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Their household, those that are unsaved, let them be a light in their own home, and they bring in the harvest within their own home. For the word says,
Our
charity begins at home and spreads abroad. Father, thank you for them. Thank you. And as they read their word and study and read your word, help them read with understanding. Help them to understand the revelation you have in your word in the name of Jesus. That, again, that their lives may give you the glory. And Father, we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. And glory to God. If this morning, this has been such a phenomenal experience, and I am always led by the Holy Spirit of God.
Jesus, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, to press your one. Hallelujah. We don't want you to hesitate. We want you to know that God, hallelujah, is calling your name. Will you answer the call this morning? Will you join the team of winners this morning? Hallelujah. Will you be on the winning side when he cracks the sky and comes back for his people, my Lord and my God? But what I'm going to do right now, hallelujah, we're going to go on down to the locker room, praise God. We're going to talk to some of the auxiliary players and officers and CEO of the Israelites this morning, hallelujah, and we are going to begin, hallelujah, with the mother of the team. She is the team mother. She makes sure that everybody, all the team players, are prayed up and stayed up in the word of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are going to come and let her have a moment, hallelujah, to just say what she thought of today's game. Hallelujah.
Absolutely wonderful. Except I have one little problem with it. Don't like no parts of Chicago. But that's all right. Did my stay there, but I praise God he saw fit to deliver me from Chicago and those cold winters. But I thank God for my brother, Deacon Isbell, because this is something God has given him, saints. This is something that he can just, he flows with, and God has blessed him to have this, these stories in him. And when he sits down, they just, he puts them together so wonderfully.
Amen.
And I, for one, just so look forward to his storytelling Sundays. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Now let us go to the star, hallelujah, of our game, the MVP for today, hallelujah, none other, hallelujah, than the man who was responsible for the assist that won the game, none other than our own Anthony Brooks, hallelujah.
Praise
Thank
God,
you,
everybody.
Jesus.
Praise God. He is so good. He's so merciful and just and wonderful. Thank you in Jesus'
Amen.
Name for this time together. It's so wonderful to hear everybody on the radio. I mean, praise God for each and every single one of you and those listening on the radio. This is your opportunity. It's such a wonderful opportunity to be amongst such anointed people that you can give your life to Christ right here, right now, and let him know that he is your Lord and Savior, he only, and that you want to get rid of the ways of this world. Some of us straddle the fence. I've been one of them. And that fence will shake because the earth's going to shake underneath you. You ain't going to end up falling on one side or the other. You don't want to take a chance on which side you're falling on. So don't even get on that fence and start playing that game. So I thank you again, all of you, and Deacon, it was absolutely wonderful. Thank you for your dedication, brother. And again, the bishop, such an anointed, special, wonderful person of God. And that's, she's the reason why we're all together, by her obedience to the Holy Spirit, doing his word, following his will. And we got some great things ahead of us as a group. And again, those listening for the first time, come on in. It's your opportunity right now, right here, to be blessed, be anointed, and be saved.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. All right, well, it's time for us to talk to our football analyst. Hallelujah. Our first football, Spirit Alive football analyst, hallelujah, faith analyst, is none other than the Apostle Edwin Holloway. Come on in, our brother, and tell us what you thought of today's Super Bowl of Faith.
Well, we praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the Super Bowl of today. We just give God praise and glory and honor for this broadcast, oh God, of the Super Bowl between the Los Angeles and the Israelites. We give God praise and glory and honor that the Israelites, they always win when they turn to their coach. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. All right. We want to thank analyst of faith, apostle Edwin Holloway for that, because he was shown up on point. Hallelujah. Now we're going to go to our other, hallelujah. We have some other analysts in the room. Hallelujah. We have analyst minister Tina Brown in the room. You can come on in now, beloved, and tell us what you thought of today's Super Bowl of Faith. Hallelujah.
Hooray, hooray, yay. I'm doing backflips and cartwheels, and my pom-poms are raising high to the Lord. That was a beautiful way of putting that story. And I was so excited to hear it that way. Thank you so much for that. It really excited me. And thank you so much to those who are listening and want to be saved today. We welcome you. We welcome you. Come on in the room with us. We are here to pray with you. Praise God for this beautiful day and the messenger and his beautiful storytelling. And always praise God to you, Bishop Cook, and the Spirit Alive Ministries.
Amen.
Thank you, dear sister.
All right. We have a few more analysts in the room, analysts of faith in the room this morning. We're going to call them on in. We're going to call in one of the head analysts, hallelujah, for the Spirit Alive home office, hallelujah. She's in the front office, hallelujah, there for prayer, there to receive your testimonies, and just there to be a blessing to God's people any way that you can. So this morning we are going to ask Apostle Zeta Flowers to come on in and give us her analysis of today's Super Bowl of Faith. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. That was good. And I just want to put my praise on it. I'm not the best analyst on that subject, but I definitely enjoyed what I heard. It was well put together, and it was just wonderful. So I'm here to put my praise on it. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now let's go to the assistant to our analyst, Apostle Edwin Holloway. We will now go to his assistant, Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, for a word on today's, hallelujah, Super Bowl of Faith.
Thank you, Bishop. God bless you, Deacon William. Thank you for that word. It was well studied out, and we thank God that Israel always wins. Thank you for the word today. It destroyed yokes of bondage and brought folks to the team. Amen. God.
Amen.
Team. Thank you. God bless you all.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. It is Fun Day Sunday here at the Spirit Alive Network. If you are in the house and you would too like to put your praise on it, you want to shake your pom-poms, you want to let it be known that you are on the winning team, you can press your one now, and I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. I'd like to say a special good morning, hallelujah, to some of our super fans in the house. She won the lottery. to get a free ticket to the game. And so we want to just shout out Sister Terry for being our Super Bowl lottery winner. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And she is in the house with us this morning, and we just want to acknowledge that she was here with us today. Oh, hallelujah. So thanks to God. It's up to you. Whose side are you going to be on? Whose team are you going to play for? Are you going to play for God's team? Or are you going to play for that other team? Are you going to, hallelujah, allow God to be your head coach? Or are you going to be your head coach your way? The choice is yours to make. And I'm going to say this in the words of our hallelujah, one of our analysts, a hallelujah evangelist, Kathy Hurricane Horton. You have heard the truth today. And she always tells us that once we have heard the truth, then we ourselves are responsible for being obedient.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Can be a Goliath for the kingdom of God. You can do great things for the kingdom of God. But you have to die to yourself, pick up your cross, and follow Jesus. Not the pastor, not the priest, not the pulpit, not the people, but Jesus. You must put your faith and your trust in Jesus and Jesus alone. Because he alone can rescue you. He alone, hallelujah, can heal you. He alone can fill every void that you have in your life. Maybe you, it is time for you to put down the alcohol. It is time for you to put down the drugs. It is time for you to stop being promiscuous. Amen. It is time to stop puffing yourself up. Mm. It is time to stop gossiping. It is time to stop speaking maliciously. It is time to stop manipulating. It's time to stop living in your guilt and shame. It's time to lay it all down on that cross and leave it there.
Thank you, Jesus.
The word of God tells us, Jesus the Logos tells us to cast our cares on him because he cares for us.
Thank you, Lord.
The word of God says, come unto me, all ye who are heavy laden. That's you that are pressed down, depressed, oppressed, discouraged, dismayed. He said, and he'll give you rest. Some of us out there today need to learn how to rest in the Lord. We need to learn how to put aside our doubt and our fear and the things that we see on the television and we read in the news. We need to put it to the side, and we need to seek God's face, and we need to be doing it on our knees.
Yes.
You know, we want to blame everything on COVID these days. But COVID isn't the pandemic. Sin is the pandemic.
Well, come on,
and until the people of God would humble them very selves, all of us who say we love Jesus, would humble ourselves.
All right, fix it.
Turn from our wicked ways.
Okay.
Seek his face. He said, then I will hear from heaven. Now, let me be an encouragement to you this morning. Some of you that don't really know if you're still on the winning side. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. His promises stand.
Amen.
It will stand through COVID. It will stand through viruses. It will stand through every disease, every storm, every trial, every tribulation. He will stand because he is Alpha and the Omega.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to know that for every sold-out believer that has been obedient to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, God has begun to heal. We need to be encouraged.
Amen. Amen.
God is already healing the land. But what we need to do is step into it and believe it.
Yes. Amen.
We pray, but yet some of us still live like we don't believe that his word is true, even though he has shown himself faithful time and time and time again.
Yes.
So today, saints of God, we want you to get in on the Super Bowl of faith. We want you to live that Super Bowl championship with a holy twist every day of your life, because we got enough people, the Christians, living in the world, with a, living, saying they're living for Christ with a holy twist. You know, well, let's truly show them what champions of God are made of. Let's show them our love.
Thank you.
Let's share with them our faith. Let's help to spread this gospel in any way that we can. And as you have seen from this morning, there is more than one way to get the word down into your spirit. And I'm here to tell you this morning that Bishop Cook is determined to get the word of God down in you by any means necessary.
Mm-hmm.
We think outside of the box, because our Father God is not in a box. The word of God said there is nothing impossible with God, and we believe that here at Spirit Alive.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
So we want to praise God for all the saints of God that were here, that was here in the stadium this morning. We want to thank all of you that were listening via your radio. Hallelujah. We want to listen. We want to thank all of you, hallelujah, that were listening via Skype. Hallelujah. And we just pray as you leave the stadium today that you were filled with the Holy Ghost, because you know that you're on the winning team. So now we're going to ask the mother of our church to come back for the benediction, and then we will dismiss, hallelujah, our spectators for today. Amen.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Amen.
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 This has been Bishop Cook, CEO of the Super Bowl of Faith Foundation. Hallelujah. And I was joined today by the mighty people of God here at the Spirit Alive Network, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Apostle Edwin and Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, Evangelist Michelle Scott, our wonderful storyteller, Deacon William Isbell, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Minister Tina Scott, and Evangelist Cassie Horton. All of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, we pray that you truly acknowledge Christ in all that you do, that you have a beautiful and blessed week. And it is our fervent prayer that as you walk with the Lord, that you be ye transformed. So now go with God and go in peace, and remember that the Lord loves you, and so do we. Good afternoon.
Amen.
Have a beautiful, blessed rest of your day.
Amen.
Amen. And to God be the glory. I love you all. Wonderful, wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Amen.
We
thank you,
Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you.
We love
you.
God bless you.
God bless you all. Love you in the Lord.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Love you all.
God bless you all.